Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is the 21st of October now. 10 days to Iha Hauna and all that goes with it. Tap out all your thoughts on the WhatsApp today, 087 032 32 32. And for your longer letters, the email is open as well, oliver@rte.ie. This morning we're going to meet the British ambassador to Ireland. She's quite new in the job. She's only the second woman, would you believe, ever to hold the position. Cara Owen is her name. She made a big splash last week when she met President Higgins in Nóra San Uachtaráin, and she was presenting her credentials there along with various other ambassadors from various other places. And afterwards she released a video where she is egg kinch Ascuelga. This astonished and pleased us enormously.
Dhíomh, is Mr. Cara Owen, agus is mórán an ódam, mé héna chúrin achna dhíomh, Mar ambassador nua na bratna chun na héireann. Bí an siúlach, scéalach. Tá más mór agam don tírse. Gurbh mógat agus slán go fóil.
My who? It's Bear Bua. That's the British ambassador to Ireland. And she has the huh, doesn't she? The back of the throat, which you need, Ascuelga. People are very happy about that. She has a lot of Irish connections, which we'll hear about later on this morning. And as if she couldn't be more ideally suited to the task, do you know what English Premier League side she supports? Liverpool! My God, she is instantly seizing the hearts of many the Irish man and woman around the country with that one. Man United fans could even chuckle after the weekend's results and warm to her even more. Cara Owen will be with us. Her Excellency is the title, the protocol for ambassadors to this country. Are there Irish words in the Teanga Scaoilge that a British ambassador should know, by the way? Sadly, the focal for ambassador is ambassador, depending on what part of the parish you're from. Little bit of ambassadoris, somebody said upstairs, would have been much more fun. But Maria, there you go. So we'll talk to Cara later on and more besides. 51551 on the text. Now, as the presidency dominates coverage here in politics, it is nearly good to see housing get an airing, isn't it? A detailed airing, because it's been a while since we discussed this issue. Taoiseach Micheál Martin was online and posted almost 27,000 new social homes are at design and construction stage so far in 2025. That's a 54% rise in social homes completed compared to last year. And he says there's a long way to go, but we're building momentum with the most social homes under construction since the 1970s. And this sounds rather wonderful. 54% increase, 27,000. And this is social housing alone for the year. But how many social housing units have they actually built? Now, hopefully we have press releases and the official information. New figures show 1,804 new build social homes were delivered in the first 6 months of this year. Oh, what's the target? 10,000. Oh, 1,800? Where are the 27,000 homes he's talking about? And then you see what he wrote. He said, at design and construction stage. Sure, the Dublin Metro has been at design stage for 30 years. We wouldn't be adding it to our list of achievements for the year now, would we? And you see, it's kind of sad. But what happens here is the government, they set the targets and each year they kind of ramp them up. So you set out the 5 years, so each year it gets higher. But they don't hit the target, do they? And then they don't add the thousands of homes that weren't built to the target for the following year. They start the clock at zero. And so when you're comparing the next year's figures to the previous year's terrible results, you can shout success, 54% up on terrible figures last year. But they're operating behind. So the halfway point of the year, 1,800 homes. That's 18% of the target for 2025. They're not going to get there, according to Sinn Féin's housing spokesman, Eoin Óibrín, who's out there as well. And, okay, that's what's happening, basically. He says there's the social affordable housing deliver increases in the final quarter of the year. It always goes up at the end of the year. It is hard to see the government's own targets being met given the poor rate of delivery in these first 6 months, which is 1,800. It's a direct result of the failure of government to reform the way in which social and affordable housing is being delivered. But the opposition, of course, they're meant to keep this issue to the fore, aren't they? And since we haven't mentioned it much, well, really heard about it as much for a long time, because they've chosen to put other things in the priority time of their opposition speaking time and their time on the media and so on, maybe they're not meeting their own targets of providing hope for the rest of the country either. And they had a chance, of course, to pitch their alternatives in housing this time last year, and the electorate did not give them the go-ahead. Power. Maybe the left in government is still very much at the design stage, not delivered in design. I think there's some balance achieved there. Phew! Now, the story worldwide this morning is the publication of Virginia Giuffre's book, which is very grim. It details the abuse she said she suffered at the hands of the Jeffrey Epstein and his billionaire friends. And she also details abuse she suffered at the hands of the British Royal Andrew, who denies it. Virginia Giuffre is dead now after the depression from what she endured proved far too much for her in April of this year. She was just 41 years of age. So this memoir, this book written by with a journalist, is being published posthumously. Virginia was among those girls and young women sexually exploited by Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender, now also dead, and his wealthy friends. Advanced copies and segments have already been kind of published over the weekend. Of course, enormous fallout in Britain. Andrew, as you know, has surrendered his title as Duke of York, also a knighthood, another honours that fall under their bewildering system. And you start to think, is this really what punishment looks like for a certain class, that you just give up your imaginary titles? What exactly is accused of? Well, very directly, Virginia Giuffre accused Britain's Prince Andrew of rape, and he has denied that. He told the BBC, in fact, that he never met her, although in 2022 he paid her £12 million to settle the case. The new reports coming out of this book are that Andrew asked his police protection officer to investigate Virginia Giuffre's background just before the Mail on Sunday published a photograph of her first meeting with the Prince, which was the publication of the photograph was 2011. And they also say that the officer, Andrew, was able to give his officer the date of birth, confidential social security numbers and so on, to go digging up dirt, as the Sunday Telegraph put it, on this unfortunate woman. And of course, he eventually paid this settlement. This would have been after he was looking to dig up dirt, according to the newspapers. The British House of Commons, the King, that's Charles, his brother, are under enormous pressure to act as this book goes big around the world. And there's a photograph of Charles in the Guardian this morning. And they're saying that he is under a lot of pressure to act further against Andrew. What can he do? Well, Andrew was able to relinquish his titles up to a point, but he still has a dukedom, which can only be revoked, according to the Telegraph, I trust them on this matter, by an Act of Parliament. A growing number of MPs are now supporting this course of action, but it makes things very awkward because it involves the royal family and that kind of separation that's going on there. He is a prince because he was born of a monarch. So only the king, his brother, can remove that title, and that involves him getting into that story, which is quite awkward. There's a review of the actual book itself, which is called Nobody's Girl, A Memoir of Surviving Abuse and Fighting for Justice, and it's published today. And it says, this is a book, this is The Guardian, a book about power, corruption and sex abuse, but also about a woman becoming a hero. And the review says there's a strand running through Nobody's Girl, which basically says, it grapples with something more insidious than abuse. I know it's a lot to take in, she writes, after a grueling early passage detailing abuse she had suffered, but please don't stop reading. And that is her message. She says this is important for people to know, as difficult as it is. And but the Guardian says there is a lot of charm in this story and people will be reading it worldwide. And it's good to give out supports, I think, at this stage, because people will be hurting reading all of this and hearing about it today. rte.ie/helplines. Because only yesterday we heard from the charity One in Four, saying that they might as well now be called One in Three to reflect the numbers of people in Ireland who experience abuse in their lives. And they detailed calls from very elderly people who were talking about abuse that has haunted them all their lives, basically. So it's a horror story, but it's an important one at the same time. 51551 is the text. Now, you do have to go and find some light relief around the place whenever you can. And Traitors Ireland was the big distraction that we enjoyed this year. And the most iconic father and son duo are back on the telly, Pádraig and Andrew, Maloney. You don't think of their last name anymore, do you? They're just Pawtee and Andrew. They're going to be special guests on Gogglebox Ireland, which makes sense, made by the same people who gave us The Traitors Ireland. Tomorrow night on Gogglebox Ireland, in fact, the pair are going to appear watching telly and hopefully not calling each other daddy or refusing to hug and so on. Pawtee says, looking forward to appearing on Gogglebox. It's a real favourite on our house already. Watching telly and eating biscuits with my children without having to wear a cloak, hug a stranger or plot a murder will be a lovely relaxing change from my last time on telly. God bless the people who give us these distractions from the world. Channel 4 nearly gave a distraction because they had a very interesting documentary on AI and what will AI take my job? Was the name of the thing, examining whether artificial intelligence will outperform a variety of professionals and so on. And they went through the whole documentary going, will they be better than the doctor, photographer, lawyer and so on. But in a dramatic twist, not disclosed to people who had watched it from the start, the whole thing was hosted by an unnamed female presenter generated by AI. That was clever. Channel 4 came up with some of the really good ideas. So they do. Some text coming in. The British Ambassador, we'll come to them in a moment, but I want to tell you Lily Allen has announced her first album of new music in 7 years. The record West End Girl is going to be released very soon. It's 7 years since she put out anything. It's inspired by her move to New York, and then she moved to New York to be with her husband, the guy from Stranger Things, David Harbour, but they've split up, unfortunately. And she says she's nervous about it. She's only 40 years of age, Lily Allen, and she has some very, very good hits. Get in touch with us this morning. We've loads to chat about. 51551 is the text.
I want to be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and I want loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless, because every about film stars and less about mothers. It's all about fast cars and cussing each other, but it doesn't matter, cause I'm packing plastic and that's what makes my life so fantastic. And I am a weapon of massive consumption, and it's not my fault, it's how I'm programmed to function. I look at the sun and I look in the mirror, I'm on the right track, yeah, we're on to a winner.
There's Lily Allen, The Fear. It's a good lyric, isn't it? Everything's cool as long as I'm getting thinner. Like it. Regarding the British Ambassador, this is a text, by the way. The British Ambassador, you said she was in Cainch, Ascoilga. Oh no, did I get it wrong? It'd be more proper, in my opinion, to say aglarch. Just a technical difference of meaning aglarch, agus aghainch, speaking, talking. Just being a bit of a pain, says Monica from Leash. Sorry, from Leisha, Cundy and Leisha. You would be very much a Dún Laoghaire versus Dún Laoghaire, wouldn't you? Tomato, tomato. Dún Laoghaire. Dún Laoghaire. Dún Laoghaire. Sort of thing. Catherine's sending in, there are quite a few people are sending in this rhyme. This is regarding Prince Andrew. It's a wry bit of satire. The grand old Duke of York, he had 12 million quid. He gave it to someone he never met for something he never did. That's clever, isn't it? Whoever came up with that. You get the little chortle and then you get a little belt of truth there. 51551 is the text, 0870 32 32 32 on the WhatsApp. Let's meet the British ambassador to Ireland right after these.